Kodiak is dancing with yellow. That's according to Kodiak's Emergency Services Director, Mike Twenge.
Right now, we're in the green level. As Kermit the Frog says, it's not easy being green, but we're dancing up against the next yellow risk level.
Even though Twenge did not elevate Kodiak's risk level at Thursday's Emergency Operations Center update, he did say that with 3 new cases reported, bringing the total active cases to 20, that residents of Kodiak need to be even more vigilant, especially when traveling.
I would like you to consider the essential need to travel. Can you put travel off during this rapid rise?
Twenge also reminded that cases can multiply quickly, which Kodiak School saw on Thursday. Shortly after the EOC's update, the Kodiak Island Borough School District closed down North Star Elementary after a person there tested positive. Then, roughly an hour after the North Star announcement, parents were notified that the high school would also be closing after someone tested positive. All after-school activities for high school students are canceled, while cleaning and contact tracing are being done. KIBSD Superintendent Larry Ledoux praised the implementation of the school's mitigation plans.
Well, we're following our protocols. And if you saw how calm it was here at the high school, you'd see that our planning is pretty in-depth and it's working.
Kodiak Christian School also closed Thursday after discovering a positive case there. In an email to KMXT, Principal Sina Rogers said that all students have been sent home in order to deep clean the building. All 3 schools are expected to reopen on Monday. In the meantime, students will attend classes virtually on Friday, and they'll likely stay home Friday evening after the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce announced that the annual downtown trick-or-treating event has been postponed. Organizers had hoped to hold the family activity Friday afternoon, but with Thursday's developments, decided to scratch it until a later date. Twenge reiterated the need to stay safe this weekend amid the spike in cases.
This Saturday is Halloween. Develop a good safety plan for your children as there will be numerous contacts with others. If you can provide treats in a non-contact way, please do so. There are many innovative ways discovered this year to hand out treats. Halloween is an important holiday to many, so let's try to have another safe holiday for the kids.
For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.